universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. And they say miracles don't happen. And they say, oh, those are just stories told. It really doesn't happen that way. From the least little unassuming avenue and aspect, sometimes the most amazing things happen. That's what happened to me last week. I thought I was doing a great thing as a pastor, going in, giving a devotion, having a prayer, and I was, I guess. But I came away astounded because I saw a miracle. I saw God at work. It was amazing. Let me back up. I went to visit Catherine, who's a shut-in for the church I help out. And I do some of the shut-in visits, and so I went, and I was going to have a devotion with her and then a prayer and such. But as soon as I walked in, she doesn't talk much. She had a stroke, so she gets very few words out. And all she said was, pain, pain. And I could tell she was in pain. I don't know what was going on. And I said, well, let's have just a quick devotion and then a prayer, and I'll leave. I usually try to sit and talk a half hour. So this last Sunday before that, the gospel reading was the story of the Good Samaritan. And I told her the story from the Bible, how a man went down a road, he was beaten and robbed and left to die. And first a priest came by and walked on the other side. A Levite came by and walked on the other side. Those are the people who you expect would have helped, and they didn't. But who came by? A Samaritan. One of those people that hate the Jews and the Jews hate them, at least back then, those days. They were always in race stress situations. They didn't like each other. And it was the Samaritan who stopped, bandaged his wounds, put him on his donkey, and took him to an inn, took care of him. And I concluded this by just saying, and Jesus came, and that's what he was. He was that good Samaritan for you and me. He's the one who bandaged up our wounds, our spiritual aches and pains. I had a quick prayer, and I said, I'll talk to you again soon, Catherine. And in this room, it was a nursing home, next door in the bed, thanks so much, Pastor. Someone else is here, and she heard it. So I took two steps over towards her bed because I was at the foot end of Catherine's bed. And I said, hi, yeah, my name's Pastor Dave. You're welcome. And what's your name? She said, Audrey. And I don't remember what her last name was. And she said, I sure do appreciate it so much. Catherine sure is a nice lady. I said, oh, yeah, she is, and I'm glad to help. And you're new here, because last time I came, you weren't here. Yeah, my family just put me in here. I have very brittle bones. I just fell. I broke three ribs. I'm trying to heal, and I don't know if I'll ever leave again because of my brittle bones, and I'm trying to get better. And I said, oh, well, I'm glad then you were here for the devotion and to hear how God will help you. Yeah, I am grateful for that. She paused and said, but boy, that Catherine, she sure is something. Last week, I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I fell, and I couldn't get up, and so I cried out, but it was such a weak call, no one could hear. But Catherine heard, and bless her heart, as much pain as she was in, she came and tried to help get me up. I said, really? So she was your good Samaritan? She was. I told her, don't help me, just go get a nurse. Well, help came, and Audrey was in bed, and Catherine was fast asleep after the short devotion I had. And I walked out of that room just shaking my head going, wow, Catherine was the good Samaritan. Here was somebody who had slipped and fallen in a nursing home, and though she was in pain constant, she knew her roommate needed help, and so she went to help. You know, that's really kind of what one of the two things the story is about, the Good Samaritan. It certainly is to help us, be an encouragement. But secondly, and this is what I said to Catherine, Jesus has done that for us. And because he has bandaged us up, that's what then lets us be able to help others. And they say there's no miracles. There was a miracle. Catherine got out of bed and helped Audrey. Oh my gosh. Be seeing these ladies again in a couple weeks. I'll be interested to see what stories and what miracles happen out of that. But then the other thing that occurred to me was, you know, I do hear from people who are blind, who are hurting, who are struggling, who feel like, you know, they don't have many choices, and that their life is very limited, and they really can't do anything. Sometimes they're told by people, you just sit there and we'll take care of you. But you know, that's how Catherine was. And in spite of it, in spite of her pain, God used her. She was there to help Audrey. Who knows what would have happened? She could have laid there, Audrey, all night long. It could have been the death of her. Who knows? But Catherine was there. God sent her and used her to help somebody else. Just a little thing, but it was so huge. I think that's the way it is with all of us, no matter who or where we are. And sometimes being a good Samaritan isn't like, oh, what can I do today? Oh, who can I be a Samaritan to today? And how can I be nice? And no, sometimes it's just, thank you, Jesus, that you loved me. Thank you that you have bandaged me up. And may I be used by you. And it might not happen today or tomorrow, but just keep my eyes and ears open so that when it does, I can be of help. Sometimes being the story of the Good Samaritan is just like that. I would love to hear from you. I bet many, many, many of you have stories of how you were used by God and how you were a good Samaritan to somebody, how God worked through you to help someone in this earth, either physically or emotionally or spiritually. And you know, I thank God for Catherine, I thank God for you. Please send me those stories, would you? Thank you, Jesus, for your great blessings and that you are our good Samaritan. We hated you. We were sinners far from you. And yet you came. You bandaged up our wounds because you were wounded on our behalf on the cross. You died but rose and give us that promise right now of spiritual healing, help, and hope. But as well, the eternal blessings of eternal, physical, emotional, spiritual help and hope. And so, Lord, use us. Thank you for blessing us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. And again, please write me a story of how you have been a good Samaritan. And who knows, maybe I'll use the story about you. Of course, I would ask you first, but even if not, telling me would be really encouraging to me, and I think to you too. Until later, God's blessings. Oh, and write me, dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.